Pocketeer Billiards.
Hi, is Cindy around?
She's not in today.
Okay, is Barry around by chance?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Barry, this is Gabe Nowoski over with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
I just wanted to follow up. Me and Cindy had talked about some capital there for the roof. Did you guys already end up securing that to get that taken care of?
No, we did get approval from the roofing company to finance us, but, I mean, it's a lot.
Are you talking about, like, just the total cost or the interest they're charging you, or?
Well, the payments, basically.
If you don't mind me asking, just to kind of gauge if we can do better, so it's about $80,000 for you guys to fix that, is what you told me?
Offered us a 2-year note.
2 years.
Yeah, which we just can't afford.
Yeah, that's a lot. What kind of interest?
$1,000 a month.
Was it? You said they're charging $6K a month.
Yeah, for 2 years.
For an $80,000 roof.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit less, but they said if it was more, it was $73.
So you guys
are actually the roofing company that's going to do it.
So your payback is $144,000 on that? $6K
no,
a month?
The first year it's going to be $6,900. The second year it's like half.
Okay.
And this is what Cindy told me on the whim, so.
Okay, so.
Off a little bit on some numbers.
Yeah, I mean, so it looks like you guys are paying back about. Looks like around like $120,000 for it?
No, because the first year is $6,000 a month.
So $6,000 is it? I thought I said $6,900. So $6,000 a month. That's $72,000 for the first year, and then second year, what does it drop down to?
Yeah, you're right. It's like $3,000 a month.
So
unless I heard her wrong. I mean, I could have heard her wrong.
Yeah, no problem. So even with that pricing drop, so you're paying back $108,000.
The amount of how much we're paying. It's the fact that we just can't afford to pay that every month.
I completely understand.
You know, we could afford $2,500 a month, you know, for a longer period, but not $6,000 a month for a year. I mean, especially now in our down season, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot of capital cash flow to fund that.
Right.
You know,
well,
we're
doing well. It's just that, you know, we don't want to work for our business. We want the business to work for us.
Absolutely. Completely understand, Barry. Yeah, definitely. You know, I'd like to take a crack at it and kind of see what we can. I mean, are you guys.
You said he could do it. It's Murray Roofing that we're going to go with.
Murray Roofing, okay.
Because the guy next door used him, and our friend at Sunset Bay used him, Sam.
Okay, and I assume that they're not financing that internally, are they? They probably have a company they work with?
I don't know. Okay,
that's just kind of what
you found out.
Okay.
She went to a concert tonight. That's why she's not here today.
Oh, no worries. Should I maybe try her back on Monday? Because, you know, I'd like to take a stab at it. I think we might be able to do something a little more competitive for you.
If you want my phone number, I can give you mine.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cell number?
Yeah, sure.
It's 583-3260.
Alrighty, and that's 716 area code?
Yes. And it's
okay.
Always on, so.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll try you guys maybe early next week, and maybe Cindy will have some more specific figures, and we can, you know, I can evaluate whether, you know, that's something that we can.
It's going to be right around 80, because even they said at 73, you know, if they run into problems, you're looking at another $10,000 just to, you know, just in case.
Right.
You know, so.
So you guys are concerned with that monthly payment being so high, you know, because,
right.
I mean, that is a lot of, you know.
I mean, we don't want to go longer. I mean, we plan on staying here. We're trying to build up our business here. I mean, I put in 37 pinball machines.
Oh, wow.
I have my own company. I have PG Vending, which has been in business over 30 years.
Right. Yeah, that's what we were chatting about the business a little bit. It's a cool business. I think it's probably a cool business to run from what she was telling me.
I'm actually going to pick up another pinball machine right now.
That's awesome. I bet you're living the dream there. That's a cool industry to be in. You know, you can just
Yeah, and take I fix break. Them myself, so I don't have to pay anyone to fix them.
Oh, wow. So you're just like, you're bringing in pinball machines, probably restoring them and saving a lot of money that way, huh?
I'm actually working on a Black Knight right now that's giving me a headache.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Those things have to be tricky to fix up.
Well, the older ones are. I have mostly new. I have over $20 million in inventory.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, my business is worth quite a bit. It's just that Pocketeer is separate from that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
For tax reasons and also for liability.
Right.
My wife owned Pocketeer.
What's that?
Me and my wife both own Pocketeer Billiards.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't even know about the billiards. I think we had just chatted about the PG Vending company.
Yeah, no, that's who needs the roof is Pocketeer.
Okay, got you. So it's for the other company, yeah. Well, not an issue. I'll stay in touch with you guys, maybe follow up with you two next week and kind of see exactly what they're charging you, if that's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Alrighty. It's Gabe. I'm Gabe with Bank of Cardiff. We're a commercial finance company.
Okay, thanks, Gabe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you have a good weekend, and I'll follow up with you guys next week.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. You got it. Bye.